This week on Everbank Jaguars Weekend, an all-time wild ending goes the Jaguars' way, and the playoff push builds momentum. But it's on to Cleveland. We get in the film room with head coach Doug Marone for a look at the Browns' defense that hasn't given up hope. Plus, the Jaguars visit the Jacksonville Humane Society. All that and more next on Everbank Jaguars Weekend.
This is Everbank Jaguars Weekend. Everbank, it's your money. Make the most of it.
Come back with some juice. Make sure you get rested up, get your treatment, come back with some juice. Great way to start the third quarter, all right? 1-0 in the third quarter. Give a lot of credit. It's one hell of a team that we just beat.
What a scene in a winning locker room a week ago. Doug Marone has his football team 6-3 heading into late November. Welcome into Everbank Jaguars Weekend. J.P. Shadrick with you. What a win last week over the Chargers. 20-17 in overtime was the final score. And from the two-minute warning to the end of the game, it had everything you wanted in a football game. And some things that make you cringe as well. But the Jags found a way. Before we get to the Browns, let's look back at the Jags' third straight victory.
Lambeau is good from 30 yards away, and the Jaguars have beaten the Los Angeles Chargers at Everbank Field.
One of the craziest endings in franchise history gave the Jaguars a win in Week 10. A win is a win in the NFL, but the quarterback knows he must continue to grow.
Anytime you win, you're excited. It's hard to win in the NFL, so everybody's excited about that, but it's definitely something that, you know, as a quarterback, when you do things like that, stay in the back of your head, and you kind of want to get them resolved and fixed.
Now at 6-3, there's still a lot of football left and much to prove.
Trap game is something for you guys to talk about and for us to ignore. But there aren't any trap games in the NFL. We talk about it all the time. Anything can happen on any given day when you put two NFL teams together.
The winless Cleveland Browns are next. But to make a playoff push, the Jaguars must keep the pressure on.
You know, we are hunters, and I think we're starting to get that respect as a team and as a unit, and we're starting to everybody know that we are hunters. So I think we are who we are, and now people are just starting to recognize it.
We welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier. Malik Jackson says the script is flipped a little bit for this organization. They used to be the hunters chasing teams. Now they're hunted a little bit at 6-3. They got to learn how to hunt and keep hunting. I feel like Jeff Lagerman right now.
Well, I think it's a big thing, and you look a little bit like Jeff, but it is a big thing. They had a little bit of an element of that last week, favored against the Chargers, but it still felt like a game where they had a chip on their shoulders because of the whole Phillip Rivers thing. I think this is the first week they have to deal with that. It should be one you get, but I do think it's significant, Brian, that now this team has to learn to play as a favorite.
Well, and you're playing against a team that hasn't won this year, so everyone wants to call it the whole trap game thing. The prize for this team is the division title. That's what we're looking at. Every week, are you not looking at the Titans score as the game is going along?
I'm looking beyond that, baby.
Absolutely. You're trying to see how this thing plays out. So for the Jaguars to be hunting, it's not that they're hunting the Browns. They are hunting the division title, which means you've got to stay focused.
Defense is full of hunters still. They can flex their muscle at a moment's notice and shut down a team. They did it late last week, and they can kind of flip that switch and get it done.
They can when they needed to, and that's the question that I've been asking this week, is start naming the quarterbacks that the Jaguars are facing. They just did it to Phillip Rivers. They obviously did it to Ben Roethlisberger and Joe Flacco earlier in the year, so you start matching it up. Can they do it to DeShone Kizer? Can they do it to Drew Stanton? Can they do it to Jacoby Brissett or Scott Tolzien or, you know, whoever is along the line? Look at those matchups. If they can keep doing that, if those quarterbacks line up perfectly for them, they can flip the switch anytime they want.
This would seem a defense that can overwhelm any quarterback if he gets the right pass rush. I think they do it this weekend. I think this is a perfect matchup, and we've been talking about all year. If you get an offensive line that can't block you, key this week, they've got to stop the run to get to that again.
I would love to see this defense against Tom Brady. They have never touched Tom
Brady.
Well,
maybe you will, maybe, Brian.
Could that be foreshadowing?
Yeah, a bit.
Could be. This team's got to stay healthy to get it done, though. It's that time of year where the injuries are piling up a little bit. They're getting enough out there to get out there and play the game on Sunday, but it is a concern still.
Well, knock on glass, they haven't had that on the defensive side of the ball, which is critical. It's why they've been able to sort of have every cog in the machine, if you will, on that side of the ball. I get that they're dealing with some injuries on offense. Realistically, this is a healthy team because you haven't lost anybody except A-Rob and some long snappers for the season. You're supposed to be able to patch as you go at this time of year. You have to be able to.
To keep going in this thing, you've got to have some luck. So far, injuries have been lucky for them.
There's more ahead on Everbank Jaguars Weekend. Jeff Lagerman sits down with head coach Doug Marone for a look at the Cleveland Browns defense. Plus, defensive tackle Malik Jackson mixes it up with defensive back A.J. Boye in Jackson 5. And we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub. But first, Know Your Jaguars, presented by Fields Auto Group. This week we're talking video games, NBA 2K or FIFA.
Or FIFA? I would say 2K. 2K, you get to use a lot of great players that you watch, you know, on TV, like LeBron, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry.
Ooh, that's a tough one, because I play both. But if I really got to choose, I'm going to choose FIFA. I talk a good game, I really suck, but I'm still going to play FIFA.
FIFA, I just started playing FIFA and never really got into 2K, so big FIFA fan and NHL fan.
That's a hard one, because I play both. Very heavy. I would say 2K. I mean, in recent years, I haven't played that much FIFA, so 2K is killing it within my career.
Oh, by far FIFA. I mean, the gameplay with FIFA is unbelievable, but I'm more of a soccer fan than a basketball fan, so that probably has a lot to do with it.
2K. The reason being is because you get to play with some of the best players, you know, as far as LeBron James, you know, Kyrie Irving, and those type of guys.
2K, I'm just better at 2K. I like basketball, and FIFA's fun, though.
I wouldn't say either 2K or FIFA, because I'm more of a Madden guy myself. If I'm not playing Madden, I'm on Call of Duty.
Jaguars Weekend is brought to you in part by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
We keep pushing each other like this. We keep loving each other like this.
Yes, sir.
We keep going out and battling like this.
Yes, sir.
I promise you, bro. It's the top and we ain't stopping.
Yes, sir.
And we ain't stopping.
You can feel something building in this Jags locker room, but now it's on to Cleveland. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. This is a winless Cleveland Browns team that has some offensive issues, but the defense ranks 12th overall and 4th in the league against the run. Jeff Lagerman takes a closer look in the film room with head coach Doug Marone. Their conversation is presented by Cadillac.
Doug, challenge this week because the Browns have a new defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, and boy, he's kind of changed the way they play defense in Cleveland. They're playing pretty well.
Yes, Greg's done an outstanding job everywhere he's been. I think the one thing that when you play against a Greg Williams defense is obviously you're going to get great effort. You're going to get a lot of people up on the line of scrimmage, and you're not going to know who's coming. And then obviously he has a really unique third down package. He has multiple packages in what he does. And, again, he gets the best out of each player.
Well, they have the first overall draft pick, Myles Garrett. He gets a pressure here, and Matt Stafford ends up throwing an interception. This is what you're talking about. Greg Williams finds ways to be creative and bring in pressure.
Very disruptive. You know, obviously this disruption's with Myles Garrett. But, you know, before that, the quarterback has some time to think, you know, hey, what's going on? It's not as, you know, hey, I know exactly where I want to go with the ball. It's almost after you get the ball and you're dropping back to see who's dropping and who's coming.
Well, you talked about how hard they play, and they've got a pretty good nose tackle in Danny Shelton. And, boy, does he smother the running back on this one.
Well, I'll tell you, he's tough to move. You know, both inside guys are big guys. They play well. I think the ends set the edges very well, and then obviously feed everything back into those two big guys in the middle.
All right, so I got a question. He's obviously a big guy, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What does that pad do on a big guy like that?
I don't know. He doesn't need one because he's not on his back a lot. He's on his feet quite a bit.
He's a big player. Mm-hmm. It seems like every year he's gotten a little bit bigger. They love to play it in a box. I'm sure you guys are going to see that. Here's another perfect example of how the Browns hustle because, you know, they're a winless football team, but when you turn on the tape of his defense, play after play, this is what you see. They fly to the ball.
They fly to the football. They take a lot of pride. Obviously, they're one of the top teams against the run, and you can see here, you know, they're getting a lot of people to the football, and they've been very successful defensively.
Well, great challenge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Doug.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Let's get into the lunchroom with defensive tackle Malik Jackson. Each week, he's with a teammate for Jackson 5.
Welcome to the Jackson 5 today, and we have a very special guest today. Defensive cornerback A.J. Boye. How you doing, A.J.?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
No doubt. It's a pleasure.
So we want to let the people know a little bit about you. You know, where is A.J. from? Where did he grow up?
I was born in Dallas, Texas, but I'm raised in Atlanta, Georgia. Been raised there since 15 months, so I call that home.
Okay, that's what's up. How does it feel playing kind of close to where you live?
It's very fun, you know, just to know, like, it's a 35-minute flight straight home. My parents drive every home game, and they bring my daughter. So just to be that close to home and even close to where I went to school at is just very exciting.
You know, the fans have dubbed you guys the corners and the safeties, the Jackson Five. So what I would like for you guys, what I would like for you to do is, who is Tito, who's Jermaine, and who is Michael?
I don't even remember who Jermaine was. I'll probably go with him, though, just because that's a cool name.
Okay.
Tito, just because I'm going to give him, you know, some jokes about it, I'll go ahead and say it's Gip.
Okay.
We already know who Michael is. Yeah, that's not even a question. Jalen. Jalen Ramsey is Michael Jackson. He got the fro like him, too, though.
He do have the fro like him. He does have the fro like him. That's classic. You earned the name AFC Player of the Week. You know, is that the first time you were AFC Player of the Week? And can you walk us through that great last interception you had to set up that W?
Yeah, that's the first time I ever did it. I'm very blessed to even be mentioned in that whole realm with everyone else. There was plenty of people that could have got that award. And with that play, I was just ready to make a play. I mean, you forced a fumble to even keep us in the game. And I was just trying to change the game also. And I remember I was actually supposed to come off on the go ball. We was talking about switching it, but I seen him try to look me off, but his shoulder stayed high. So I seen I was on Travis Benjamin. He was a deep guy, so I just kind of baited and just went up for it and tried to score. But I cramped up, man. But we still got the W. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. We got the W. If you know anything about me, you know I have a little girl.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anybody knows anything about AJ. You have a little girl. I see you talking to her in the locker room and on FaceTime. You know, what's the best thing for you about being a dad?
Just learn. I feel like I'm learning more from her than she's learning from me. I know you could definitely agree with that. But even then, like when she's at the house, no matter if it's a good day or a bad day, especially when there's bad days, you just forget about all that when you walk in and the first thing you do is hear your daughter just scream daddy and run to you and just give you all the love you need. That's just the best times with her. She's starting to talk now. She's forming full sentences and she's always asking questions. And she definitely, from what I'm being told, she's always cheering for us, especially out there when she comes to the home game. So she has an idea about sports.
That's what's up, man. So you're UCF. Yeah. We know you went to UCF. You know, they're doing really well right now. So question I have, how long were you there with Blake?
I know he started my junior year and my senior year. He started also, or he rotated in and out my junior year, but he did a great job for us there. And then I thought I was going to get redshirted, like a medical redshirt. I wish I would have because that's the year that they finished in the top 10 and won the Fiesta Bowl. So,
but look at you now. You're good.
I mean, it all worked out.
It all
but
worked out.
I was up there with Blake for 3 years, and it was all fun.
That's what's up. So now they're undefeated. Do you feel like they're being snubbed by not being in the top six for the playoff race?
I would say so. I mean, it might be biased, but I know that they're going to say something about the strength of schedule, but I know those guys as players. I know the talent that they have, and Coach Frost has done a great job, and just the way they've been winning games in general. You're just hoping that they even come higher in the ranking and then just continue to capitalize.
Appreciate you coming on, man.
My dog.
A pleasure, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's still more to come on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Up next, dogs, cats, and jaguars.
These hostile battles are here. We gotta earn it. It's what we show with that team we are. On character, when things aren't going our way.
Big Calais Campbell mic'd up for the Chargers game. Check out the full mic'd up segment each week on Jaguars.com. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Let's get into the kitchen for Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. Angie Baselli and Chef Tony, well, they have a unique combination this week.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We're at a Dreamfinders Homes model here in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community, and I'm cooking up good stuff with Chef Tony from Publix. Tell us about today's recipe.
Well, Angie, this is one of your recipes. You gave me the privilege of reading one that you have as a chicken and zucchini popper.
Yes.
I'm going to turn it into a fritter, though, and then we're going to put a little sauce with it just in case.
You're always making everything better. Show me how to do this. Let's go.
I'm just working off what you got. All right. So right here I have some grated zucchini and a pound of white chicken breast.
Yep.
Ground up. I want you to add the garlic in here for me.
And I love this because it's so much yummy garlic.
And it's a great dish. The cilantro right in. And then I have a little spice pack of cumin, black pepper, red pepper flakes, and salt. And I'm gonna get my hands in here and I'm gonna start mixing this up. You know, one of the things with your recipe that you put out there for people to know is that it can get a little watery, and that's from grating the zucchini. It leaches a lot of water.
But this is not looking like mine. This is drier. Now, what's the secret?
Knife skills. I actually use my knife skills and cut this up real small so I wouldn't get so much liquid. But what I like about this recipe that you have is that there's no binder in here such as breadcrumbs or eggs. It's the chicken is our binder.
Super healthy.
And you look at that, all mixed up.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what to do. I guess we should go over to the stovetop and cook a few, right?
All right, let's do it.
Let's do that right here. Will you grab that bowl for me?
You got it.
All right, sit it down for me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make some. So we like this natural gas, and Tico provides a great product to these Dreamfinders Homes locations. And we're just gonna put them in. And we notice they're more of a meatball. You see your recipe says form them into a meatball.
Yep.
Because when we flip them, we'll actually press them down a little bit. So we're looking for a golden brown color to come up. We have even heating coming off of our stove top, which is another great characteristic of natural gas. What do you say? We don't do three. Let's do four. Let's do
Perfect.
Five. There we go. Let me get one more in there. Now we're going to serve this with an oven roasted tomato aioli just to give us a little bit of sauce with
Again,
it.
Again, you're always making it better.
Well, and we want to make it a little bit healthy. We know 2% Greek yogurt is a great substitute in for some of the mayonnaise. Or if you really want to do it up, you can use veganaise. Right, so you can switch from a full fat mayonnaise to a vegan product.
I've never even heard of that.
It's fantastic. It is a good substitute.
It is, especially with all these flavors. That's kind of when I would not mind using something like that.
All right, give that one there a little flip for me. See if we can flip that one over.
Yep.
There you go. See the brownness already starting to happen?
Yeah.
So we'll cook these about 4 minutes on each side just to make sure the chicken reaches 160 degrees. And then we'll have our chicken and zucchini fritters, courtesy of Angie Baselli.
Yum, yum.
Right on.
For the chicken zucchini fritters recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. The Jacksonville Humane Society continues to give animals a new leash on life. Earlier this week, the Jags visited their brand new facility. Ashlyn Sullivan took the tour and has more in this Baptist Health Beat.
The Jacksonville Jaguars made a short trip over the Hart Bridge, their new state-of-the-art Jacksonville Humane Society. This $15 million facility has been a long time coming. Due to a fire in 2007, the Humane Society was left in trailers for 10 years until this beautiful shelter was open. Despite struggling facilities, the shelter achieved no-kill status in 2014, something Jacksonville Humane Society's Director of Development is very proud of.
Every animal that comes in our doors, we save their lives. So that means when you see an animal here, they don't have a time limit. We pull out all the stops, any resource that we can, including the jaguars, we'll use them to get animals adopted.
The Jacksonville Humane Society prides themselves on being a no-kill facility. Today, the jaguars stress the importance of adoption, just for dogs like Maverick.
Adoption is so these animals are looking to be loved, they're looking for homes. Breeding, you can always get a dog easily getting breeding, but through adoption, there's always dogs waiting and things of that nature, so it feels more special being able to help out another animal.
Jaguars defensive tackle Sheldon Day recently adopted his dog Gloria from Jacksonville Humane Society and hopes to encourage his teammates to do the same.
He ain't scared. What's up? Good? Wrong? What's up? Why you
For Jaguars Weekend, I'm Ashlyn Sullivan.
Thanks, Ashlyn. Up next, a look ahead to the 0-9 Cleveland Browns. Stay with us on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
My confidence for this defense is uber high right now. So, yeah, I definitely feel like we can pitch a shutout against any team. And just so happened, Cleveland happened to be the next team on the list, and Cleveland happened to be the team that we're going to pitch a shutout against.
Jaguars safety Tashawn Gibson stirring the pot a little bit earlier this week. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Yeah, he's a former Brown, of course, and he said that the Jags were going to hang 40 on the Browns and maybe shut them out on ESPN Radio earlier this week. Do you believe in the bulletin board stuff?
Was there anything more predictable this week than Tashawn would say something about the Browns? He really said the same thing in his introductory press conference. You know what I say? Talk away, bulletin board away. Go back it up. You're supposed to be able to.
I didn't mind Jalen Ramsey at all because he backs it up every single game. Tashawn's had a pretty nice season, but now the onus is on him to back it up in the snow, in Cleveland, against those crowds and that fan base, better back it up.
I thought the old crotchety guy knew he was going to come out against it. I really
don't like it.
I don't either. I like it.
Road game in Cleveland. Weather. I don't know if they still throw milk bones or not, but it's still a cold place in November in the AFC North, right?
I don't think anyone's going to be there, to be honest with you. They have not been putting people in the stands. And now, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, you've got an 0-9 team against the Jaguars. Maybe if the Steelers were coming in, they'd bring their fan base. You know, if the Raiders were coming in, they'd bring their fan base. I think this place is going to be empty.
Yeah, I think once you get down in that little area, they still do that. But Brian's right. There's at 0-9 and 1-24 over the last two seasons. I anticipate a listless crowd. I also anticipate the Jaguars have been able to sort of garner their own energy this year, if you will. I think they'll do it again.
Dress warm, boys. Snow in the forecast for the Jags and the Cleveland Browns. The Jags look for a sweep of the AFC North. We'll see you next week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.